Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, I think everybody by this point has heard of pickleball. I'm not sure everybody knows what pickleball is, but we've all heard of it. And maybe this is an interview that's long overdue since it's, you know, it's really, really building in popularity amongst the seniors community, right? Retired community.
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, have you played pickleball?
I haven't.
I have not played it yet. I'm looking forward to it. It is growing in popularity. Major sports stars are getting involved with it. I think Tom Brady's part of it now. LeBron James wants to be part of it in the States. Like it's growing and it's growing fast.
Right.
So let's talk about how it's impacting us in Alberta and the opportunities here. We're with Kirk Jensen, president of Pickleball Alberta. Kirk, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's Faisal and Dave?
So let's talk a little bit about its popularity. How popular is pickleball right now, Kirk?
How popular is pickleball? That is the question right now, definitely this hot topic. I can tell you that I've been president of Pickleball Alberta for 4 years now. Our membership in the 4 years, and this is actually during almost 2 years of COVID, we've gone from 4,000 to almost 10,000 members in Alberta.
Yeah.
In just over 4 years, just under 4 years.
Wow.
So, you know, we've gone probably from 20 clubs to over 40 clubs now, from each corner of the province, every major city, small towns, right across Alberta and in Canada and the world. It's really taking hold everywhere that there are people that want to play sport and stay active and stay healthy.
Kirk, one thing that we've been hearing from at least locally in our city and some outside of our local market here is the facilities that are out there. They've been somewhat been a you kind of get to have to figure out where you can play. It might be in a tennis court, might be in a gymnasium during the winter. We don't have any purpose-built facilities, at least in Calgary. Mm-hmm. What's the outlook for Pickleball Alberta to get those facilities out there that can be multi-use? It doesn't have to only be pickleball. There can be other activities in the same venue, but I think we're missing the infrastructure side of it. Now, and I'm a hockey player, grew up playing hockey.
Yeah.
There were hockey rinks everywhere. Why aren't there a whole bunch of there's gymnasiums everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
What about pickleball?
Okay, well, that is an excellent question because we are starving for facilities. In fact, the two major cities, Calgary and Edmonton, we have been lobbying for 2 or 3 years. I mean, there was even a task force put together, a volunteer task force, to try to lobby the city of Calgary to get pickleball courts, to get community pickleball courts. Same as in Edmonton, there's a gentleman, Doug Fogg. I've been to meetings with the city of Edmonton. He's been to countless meetings with the city of Edmonton. It just seems like it's a process that I don't know. They must have other priorities because they're really not taking it serious enough to get the facilities there. It's not like we haven't tried to work with them. But I do know that the private sector said, you know what? If civil municipalities aren't going to do it, we'll do it. And so, like, I know there's, what, 4 or 5 now private ones either built or being built. In Edmonton, I know there's a large one being built right now in Calgary, the Calgary Pickleball Center. That'll be a private one opening in, I believe, the last part of September. I just wish that they would see and understand how important pickleball is and how many courts you can put in a surface area, because it's not like tennis where it takes a lot of space. It's the size of a badminton court. You can put four players, because it's usually doubles that they play. On a badminton sized court, and you can put a lot of badminton courts in a small area.
So, you know, when we talk about a successful retirement, we talk about sort of three key pillars to that. You need to stay mentally engaged in something. Mm-hmm. You need to stay socially engaged with people, and you need to stay physically engaged for the health benefits.
That's right.
And, of the little I know, again, I haven't played it. I think that you are certainly touching two of those pillars, right? The social and the physical aspect. I'm sure as you progress in it, there's strategy and some mental engagement as well. But what do you think this has meant and will mean to that seniors community of people as, you know, as more and more people learn about this, Kirk? Where do you see this going?
You know, I think we're in unprecedented waters. I'm not sure of a game that I've known that when you say it's growing, it's actually exploding in growth. And 4 years ago, we could never think that we were going to more than double our membership. Where is it going to go in the future? You know, there's a new PPA tour. I know Pickleball Alberta now, we're trying to we're a volunteer board, trying to manage 40 clubs and 10,000 members. We're going to have to look at doing some staffing so we can start actually engaging more and being able to, you know, have somebody that is, or a staff that is you know, committed and responsible for growing the game to where it has to go. Because right now it's almost uncontrollable where we're going. And I know that, for example, if you go to the Red Deer Pickleball Club, that's got 20 courts, you know, Red Deer put in 20 courts into their right beside a high school. And they now, for their social rec play, will have round robins, and they will have all 20 courts filled and almost 20 courts of people waiting. So that is where the demand has to go. Like it's, and I think, David, it was you said that you played hockey. I look back at some old pictures, and again, to be fair to pickleball, I look back at some old pictures of some friends that I had that grew up in Edmonton that were playing minor hockey. We were playing at outdoor rinks. So even the city of Edmonton then hadn't, you know, kept up with their hockey rinks, but they have now. And I know there's they need more and more. But I think, in fairness to pickleball and the municipalities a little bit, is that, you know, they've got to learn to catch up with it as well and see the need and quench the thirst that we have for to play this game for our seniors and for so many others. We have a great junior program as well.
Yeah.
Kirk, whenever I watch pickleball on TV and some video clips, it's always an outdoor video. Rarely do I see happening indoor, at least on the videos that I've seen. Alberta's not known for its great weather 365 days a year. So how do we handle that challenge? Is it always going to be indoor and then some outdoor, or is it always going to be outdoor with a little bit indoor? As when you start to, you know, forecast the future, where do you see it happening?
You know, that's a very good question, because people don't all of a sudden just say, hey, falls come, and trust me, we love playing outdoors, but all of a sudden winter comes and there's no possible way we're going to be playing outdoors. I have actually seen some YouTube clips of people playing on skates on a lake, which is kind of cool with a net. You know, it's quite interesting. But there are more and more, like I said, more of the private facilities that are becoming indoor because they need that 12-month revenue. So a lot of the private facilities are indoor. And there's also gymnasiums that can get rented out by the different clubs in the different areas. And also some churches even have, like if you have a badminton court in your gymnasium or your church, you can play pickleball in it because it's basically the same lines.
Excellent. Okay.
So it's a good question.
Well, Kirk, listen, thank you. The awareness is growing. You've got a big job, certainly as a volunteer. We'll be fascinated to keep in touch. We know a lot of the seniors community is becoming aware, interested, and actually engaged in the sport more and more every day. So we wish you good luck with all the plans that you've got and the adoption, perhaps the support of some of the municipalities.
Thank you, David Faisal, and thank you for allowing me to talk about pickleball in Alberta and your seniors.
Cheers. Those three pillars, social, physical, mental, all part of a successful retirement, and we have to try to make sure all of those things are integrated in a good plan.
On Tuesday, September 26th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club, we will be hosting our seminar on how to make sure you can bulletproof your retirement. That's the place you can put all three together and see the solutions. You have to register by going to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Are you going to snowbird this year? Stick around after the break for everything you need to know. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.